Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Hello, good morning, and my name is Cora Francis Manic. I'm actually broadcasting through Phoenix FM 106.7 here in Bendigo, Victoria, Australia.
Happy World Radio Day, Cora. Basically, ang radio program mo is dalawa, sabi mo, no? Dalawa. Yung isa is catered to the Filipino community. So, how big is the community in Bendigo?
So Bendigo alone, sa Bendigo and its surroundings, at its surrounding districts, mga mahigit 1,000 kami rito. Pero ang The Filipino Show, which is aired every Wednesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m., is hindi lang dito sa Australia because meron kaming with Blink. And so website, you can actually contact us. You can hear from us from different parts of the world.
Ano ang website ninyo?
It's www.phoenixfm.org.au. At saka nagla-live din kami.
Anong pangalan ng radio program ninyo?
The Filipino Show.
The Filipino Show. What do you cover sa mga pag-present ninyo?
Okay, ang marami depende kung anong minsan may mga mga trending na news from the Philippines or kaya yung mga news locally, specifically if it actually reflects some Filipino talents. We do features all Filipinos who had different talents. Like last week, we do feature a Filipino boxer.
Mm.
And so whoever, like for example, here in the local Filipino community here, members of the local Filipino community, if we invited a group every week, so they could actually, we could feature them and also introduce them to radio broadcasting, and also at the same time, we could actually showcase yung kanilang mga talents. This week, I'm going to invite one local Filipina. She is a singer, and we're going to do live for her so she can be seen all over the world.
Medyo sa binanggit mo, parang you're very strong in culture tsaka entertainment.
Yes, we do. Kasi may mga ano kami. I do put together a lot of events in as part of my job or role for how many years. I put together lots of workshops and conferences and many, many more that requires some sort of organizational skills here in Australia, especially in Australia. And I do also have lots of international events or international projects. Okay. That they put together.
And Cora, do you also discuss mga social issues?
Yes, we do. Community events, social issues. Mm. What are the things that's happening around the world? We do that.
Politics and issues close to our heart as Filipinos, mga migration, do you also tackle those issues?
Yes, we do that, but like some sort of, I really differ from political issues. Our mind is just like some sort of community-based, user-friendly topic that I'm going to do. I just don't, if I could.
So, kung meron isang segment or segments na you think have impacted the community, the Filipino community, ano to sa na-air nyo sa program mo?
For the time being, kasi bago pa kami yung Filipino Show, hindi pa namin we put together mga ganyan. Pero we talk about programs kung anong nangyayari dito sa beautiful city of Greater Bendigo, kung ano yung mga community events around here. We're going to read some extract from the newspaper, which we think that can benefit from our Filipino listeners all over the world.
Bago tayo magpaalam sa ating short interview, Cora, pwede bang i-describe mo sa ating nakikinig na national tayo sa SBS, no? Ang composition ng mga Filipino dyan, how would you describe the Filipino community in Bendigo, and how would you describe the Bendigo as a city?
All right, okay. So, composition ng Filipino here in Bendigo, most of them are, we just have an intake lately of many, many health professionals. And
mga nurses yan.
Yeah, mga nurses, doctors, dentists. And then the region of their AIDS level are around, let's say 30, 35, something like that. But the old settlers, they are now on their 60 and retiring, but we do have majority, which is, I would say, 80% of the Filipinos, they are actually in the workforce, which is contributing to, to the city. And also, the city of Greater Bendigo, we are located in central Victoria, and we are actually, I think it's a beautiful city, one of the best beautiful city in the world, which is, considered, there are lots of services around. You didn't need to go to Melbourne. Nandito yung La Trobe University, the regional La Trobe University. Mayroon kaming tape colleges.
Cora, na-describe na natin yung Filipino community, na-describe na natin yung Bendigo. Bago tayo ulit magtapos, si Cora muna, paano natin di-describe si Cora Fuentes?
Cora Fuentes.
At saka ikaw na rin magpaalam sa ganda ng boses mo, yes.
Alright, okay. Cora Fuentes Manic. Resilient ako, very passionate ako sa mga issues na yung I do believe in. I'm a mother, I'm a community leader, and I'm a good friend. So, yun na lang.
Yes. Ano yung mga issues na very passionate ka?
I'm passionate about multiculturalism, cultural diversity, about some issues around the world. Yung it's about unity and peace. Okay. Yun ang gusto ko.
Okay, maraming salamat sa oras mo, Cora, at good luck sa iyong radio program dyan sa
maraming
Bendigo.
Maraming salamat dyan sa iyo, Ronald.
Okay, thank
maraming
you.
Maraming salamat.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.